If you were listening to Doug Wright today, you heard about this. Lawmakers in the State House rushed through a bill yesterday without any public hearing, calling for an extra $100 million for the new state prison. The sponsor says that's money needed to build roads and install utilities at the prison site west of the airport. Taxpayers might feel a bit of sticker shock over this, as it apparently increases the cost beyond $500 million. But the governor says everyone should just calm down. In his mind, this is not a price hike.
We're putting together the finishing touches on a long-term bond for infrastructure, $1 billion. That's a little bit unprecedented, phased in over 4 years, which I think is a good thing. We're also putting money in place. By the way, you haven't all got this right when it comes to the state prison. Let me just make sure we get this corrected here today. We've always estimated the cost of the prison would be $650 million total. And it's come down from what some of the original estimates were, which were higher than that. So we're down to $650, which includes the building. It includes all the ground and land inside the fencing. And that also includes the need to bring in roads and utilities, sewer, water lines, etc., for the infrastructure needs for the surrounding properties that need to be opened up for commercial development. So a total of $650 million. The extra $100 million, or it's not an extra, it's just bonding in advance, was in my budget proposal in the very beginning. So this has not been rushed through. It's not been hidden. It's been open and ascertainable for anybody who had reviewed the budget. That's designed to, again, get utilities in place in advance here to help open up commercial opportunities, which I am sure are going to take place out in that area outside and around the site of the prison. So that's something that we're finishing up right now, and you've all heard about that.
That's a little different than the story we heard in January, when the state explained construction costs have climbed by 12% in Utah in recent years.